Sam Acho, illness, full practice. He's probable. John Bostic, ankle, did not participate. He's out. Pernell McPhee, wrist slash knee, did not participate today. He's questionable. Sherrick McManus, thigh, full practice, probable. Tracy Porter, hamstring, did not participate, out. Jermon Bushrod, back, did not participate, probable. Alshon Jeffrey, calf, hamstring, did not participate, questionable. Any questions?
Disappointing with Alshon, John? It looked like he was really making good progress this week with participation.
You know, I think, you know, he'll be, you know, day-to-day questionable for the game. He had some hamstring tightness after yesterday's practice, and we held him out today, but questionable for the game.
How much does it impact your pass rush if Pernell's not out there?
You know, again, I don't like doing hypotheticals. You know, we prefer to have all our players out there, and then, you know, the 46 we pick, you know, we deem the guys give us the best chance to play well.
John, what have you seen from Willie Young as he has come along and been able to work back now on a more full-time basis?
Yeah, I think he's getting more and more comfortable. That's a question you'd have to ask him, but, you know, I like his progress, and, you know, we get another opportunity to go out there and try to win a football game this Sunday.
John, when Lovie Smith was here, he used to preach takeaways. I know every team wants him, but he sort of took it to a new level. How much do you find yourself talking about takeaways and forced turnovers?
Well, I think, you know, it's evident. I think through the preseason, obviously last week it didn't work to our favor. We were minus one in that category. But, you know, it's something that our coaches do a good job of preaching. I think we led the league in takeaways during the preseason. You know, now we just need to convert that to the regular season.
I know you guys tend to go a little harder on Saturdays than some people, but do you tend to be more cautious on a Friday with, you know, how much you want guys doing, especially if there's an issue about their health?
Not really. I mean, really, it's just science behind it. You know, people used to kind of shut it down on Saturdays. You know, they're saying now that, you know, getting a sweat or, you know, getting a lather on the day before your compete is actually a positive thing, helps you sleep, helps calm the nerves some. So it's not so much Friday as it is Saturday.
When did you stumble upon that or come upon that?
Yeah, stumble be.
it can be
viewed that way. I think, I don't know, the last couple of years.
Scientists, or did somebody come to you?
Scientists might be a little strong, but people that understand, you know, I don't know, physiology of exercise, you know, some of the studies and results on those things are something that we looked at.
Yeah, theoretically, as your defense matures, Fangio can throw more and more teams each week. Is that an advantage? Does that give you an element of surprise that you kind of like as far as teams preparing for what you have? And
you know, I think, you know, most of this game is concepts, whether it's offense, defense, or kicking game, and again, executing those concepts. So, you know, I don't know how much you really fool people. You get to this level and doing it for this long, there's really probably not too much that's not been tried. So again, it's just about executing, and as a coaching staff, getting that across to your players. They're the ones that play the game, and who executes the best.
How has Lamar Houston been this week? You had brought him up Monday unsolicited, saying, hey, he only played four snaps because of the circumstances.
Yeah, I think he understands. I think, you know, they compete. They earn the right to play. You know, as I mentioned, I believe that was probably Monday, that the style of offense we saw didn't allow a lot of substitutions. So, you know, and then when you go in with depth at a position, if you're not the first guy in, sometimes you don't get as many reps. But, you know, I think he'll just keep trying to improve.
Can he play with his hand in the ground, especially given your D-line situation?
I don't really know what that question means, but he's capable of getting in a three-point stance, yeah.